and welcome back to Football Book Club, the book club that's less Jane Austen, more Charlie Austen, less Dickens, more Dickov, and less Harper Lee, more Young Pyo Lee. Here at the Football Book Club, we don't back with a bang. We are back with a bang. Here at the Football Book Club, we don't read your typical literary classics. Instead, we read the books you really want in your life, footballers' autobiographies. And I am joined, as always, by Jack Bernhardt.
Hello.
James Balgen.
Hello, everyone.
And Natasha Daniels.
Hello.
Guys, it is great to have you back because we have a special announcement. We're coming back.
Woo!
Yes! On February 22nd, next week, we're going to be launching a whole new 15-episode series with our new friends, Crowd Network. And we've got some cracking books lined up. Guys, are you excited to get back into it?
Buzzing.
Oh.
Yeah, very. That would have been really weird if we came back and the announcement wasn't that we're back. Like, we just recorded it just to be like, we're not reading any more books. We've just come on to, like, speak for a minute. Yeah. And see ya.
Special announcement. We've realised This is a futile waste of time.
It sounds a little bit like a pregnancy announcement, doesn't it?
We're not coming back.
I'm pregnant with 15 new books. And you got the books we got coming up, we've got a mixture of obscure, unsung, dodgy, timely, and hopefully brilliant and bewildering, as always. Sadly, it doesn't include Nobby Solano's Blowing My Own Trumpet. I tracked down the company who lists as publishers and messaged them, and do you know what their response to me was?
Go on.
No.
They said, "Hi, the book sadly was never published," and that was it. That's literally the whole message I got back, so... We're not going to be doing Nobby Solano's book this series. What a shame.
That,
it doesn't exist.
We need to know more about that, though. What's going
I agree.
On there?
There's cover art. It's on Amazon. It's so strange. I don't.
Does it have any reviews?
I don't think so. That's a good point. But that doesn't seem to put most people off buying the book.
Whenever I'm making a book, I start with the cover art. That's the most important thing. I always start with the cover art. Get that out of the way.
Give it a release date.
You need something to aim for, you know?
Exactly, I agree. But we do have some actual books that have been written, lined up. Who wants to hear the books we're going to be doing this series?
Way!
Yeah!
Way, I guess counts as yes. Next week, we're going to be reading Chris Kamara's Mr. Unbelievable, a book so unbelievable, Chris Kamara hasn't even read it himself, apparently, which is exactly the level of attention to detail we like on the show. But we'll also be reading Mesut Ozil's Gunning for Greatness, Neil Redfern's There's Only One Neil Redfern, the Neville's joint 1998 effort for Club and Country. Oh, I'm excited for that one. A double authorship. We've never had that before. Brendan Rodgers, Road to Paradise, Ashley Williams' My Premier League Diary, and many, many more, including a few surprises along the way, ending with, get this, the complete Michael Owen trilogy. We're going to record the literary works of Michael Owen, reboot, in person and off the record, in a row. Jack cannot believe his ears.
Why are there three Michael Owen books?
There's actually four. There's a picture book as well, but I think that'd be wasted on this. Any of those you're particularly looking forward to, guys?
I am buzzing for the Neville's.
Yes.
I can't wait for that. I two in one. It's like shampoo and condition. It's like Head and Shoulders. Buzzing. Can't wait.
James, any you're particularly looking forward to getting your teeth into?
Yeah, all of the Michael Owen books. And simply because when me and my brother were kids, we had this, it's not a very good prank, admittedly, but we used to hide one of these, I don't know which one it was, one of these Michael Owen books in each of those bedrooms in different places and see how long they could go without finding it. So we'd put it in each of those beds or the top of the wardrobe or whatever, and they'd find it at some point, and then we did that. Yeah, we didn't have a lot to do.
You're saving your best stuff. You got to save your best stuff for the episode, James.
I'll bring that back up in more detail when we do
it. Into your life.
Great. Well, thank you. I can't wait to hear more of that story. And of course, along the way, we're going to be bringing you some games, top-notch guests, dramatic readings, and all new chants that should exist from friend of the show, Ken. Ken Zong's back.
Yes!
And remember, of course, we've already got two whole series you can go back and listen to already, where we've read books by Darren Huckabee, Memphis Depay, Jason McAteer, Gary Monk, loads more. And we even read Paddy Kenny and Perry Groves' books with Paddy and Perry. We read their books with them. We didn't read Perry Groves' book with Paddy Kenny.
Should have done that.
That would have been fun. Next series. This series, we really want you to get involved. So if you're up for it, feel free to read along with us. The books all cost about a penny, probably for a good reason. And we'd love to hear what you think, as well as your thoughts on the episode, football books in general, anything really. You can get in touch on all our socials at Footy Book Club on Twitter, at Football Book Club on Instagram, and the Football Book Club on Facebook. I had to remember that one. We're in this journey together, guys, through the good, the bad, and the Gary Monk's 2012 autobiography, Loud, Proud, and Positive. Oh, and actually, just a little bit. Can I get some appeal music, guys? Do you mind playing a bit of appeal music? I've got a big appeal here to do.
Okay.
For years and years, myself and everyone else in the show, we have wanted to read Darius Vassell's 2017 book. Don't laugh, this is serious.
This is
the road.
I'm crying, I'm not laughing.
Okay, yeah, same. But it is, as Tash's tears tell us, it is impossible to find The Road to Persia by Darius Vassell. If anyone out there has a copy, can find a copy. If you are Darius Vassell, please get in touch and make us four very sad people happy.
Please check if you're Darius Vassell. Just double check if you're Darius Vassell. There's always a chance. You might be. You don't know.
But the long and short of it is Football Book Club is back. Monday, 22nd of February. That's next week. We're reading Chris Kamara's Mr. Unbelievable. We can't wait. In the meantime, guys, we've got some reading to do. We'll see you next week. But before that, just a quick chant. Book, 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 book